federal government will go ahead with its radical welfare reform and roll out a trial of the so-called Healthy Welfare Card. The card will limit the amount of cash welfare recipients can get and ban the purchase of alcohol and gambling. Kununurra and Halls Creek in Western Australia's Kimberley region and Ceduna in South Australia have agreed to take part in the trial, but as Lindy Kerin reports, other communities have said no thanks to the idea.
It was first proposed by the mining magnate Andrew Forrest as part of his review of Indigenous employment, training and welfare. The Prime Minister's Parliamentary Secretary, Alan Tudge, says the Healthy Welfare Card is a good idea and should be trialled.
In essence, instead of paying all of a person's welfare payments into a cash account, instead, some will go into a cash account, but the majority will go into an account which can only be accessed via a Visa or an EFTPOS debit card, which will work everywhere. You can purchase whatever you like, but it will restrict the purchase of alcohol and gambling products. And because the cash is limited, then by definition, you can't purchase illicit substances.
The card will target both Indigenous and non-Indigenous people on income support. Veterans and aged pensioners can opt into the program. Andrew Forrest recommended the card be cashless, but the government says that won't work.
We don't think that's practical because you still do need some cash for certain items. We're very close to being in a society where you can use a card for everything, but some things you still need cash for. It might be the kids' tuck shop. It might be paying you $5 to go to the local footy or for a bus ticket.
Alan Tudge has been travelling the country trying to get communities to take part in a trial. Kununurra, Halls Creek and Ceduna have all agreed. Ian Trust, the chairman of the Aboriginal Wunnan Foundation in the East Kimberley region, recently told Lateline he wants the card in his community.
I sort of come to the conclusion that unless we come in with some sort of an interventionist reform agenda, especially around welfare, nothing's going to change.
But the New South Wales town of Moree has said no. The mayor, Katrina Humphreys, says the council voted unanimously against the idea last night.
Because the trial had a couple of groups exempt, which were veterans and pensioners. But that actually makes them targets. The reason for this card is to try and get cash out of the community and deal with drug and alcohol abuse and gambling problems. But when you're dealing with addicts, it's not like dealing with normal members of your community. Sadly, drug addicts will get cash whichever way they can. And the biggest issue that our community has with this is the safety of our elderly. And you know, it's going to create a dreadful black market for product. Because people could go into an electrical retailer and buy a $400 television and walk out and sell it to their drug dealer for $200.
The government wants to start the trial early next year.
Lindy Kerin reporting.